Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, September 23rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The British government has presented a large-scale package of tax cuts and regulatory overhauls in an effort to jolt the country's inflation-stricken economy into growth. The measures include cutting payroll taxes, abandoning a plan to raise the corporation tax, and spending billions to subsidize energy bills over the next 2 years. On Capitol Hill, House Democrats have passed bills that would give millions of dollars in grants to police agencies, despite opposition from a handful of progressives in their party. The bills aren't expected to move forward in the Senate or become law, and Republicans suggested the votes were a campaign season stunt. They were designed to help vulnerable Democrats send a message to voters that they support law enforcement and want to fight rising crime rates. Some of those lawmakers have been accused of being anti-police in GOP campaign ads ahead of midterm elections. Tesla has countersued the California regulatory agency that filed a racial discrimination lawsuit against the company. The electric vehicle maker alleges the California Civil Rights Department violated state law by filing the lawsuit without seeking public comment or holding a public hearing. The CRD declined to comment on the countersuit. Tesla has criticized the agency's investigation and rejected its allegations. Markets in Asia ended lower and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures declined after another down day on Wall Street, and investors will be watching new readings on U.S. economic activity due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.